We'd like to welcome you to our annual Christmas cantata. This year's cantata is entitled, A Promise Kept. You know, over the centuries, God promised through his prophets that he would send a savior, a redeemer, to save all of mankind. And that promise is just as sure as the one who made the promise. So tonight, we'll present to you A Promise Kept. Our soloist tonight is Hannah Wilkie, Keith Wiggins. Brother Peter Kovach is our narrator. And special thanks to Brother Stan Prowl for handling the music for us.
Ancient prophecies, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began, echo even now. The time has come. The longing is over. The mystery is about to be revealed. The Word will be made flesh, and we will behold his glory, glory as of the only begotten of a Father full of grace and truth. This is the assurance of heaven. What God speaks, he will do. What he promises, he will perform.
Thank you.
And so, the ancient prophecies began to be seen for what they truly were, the promises of God. Promises as reliable as the one who made them. Promises kept, each and every one of them, in Jesus, the Messiah.
Prophet said a prince of peace would come, a counselor, a savior, Messiah in a manger, God the Father's own begotten son.
Only a God of promise and fulfillment could create, from the poorest circumstances and the most meager surroundings, a dazzling display of His glory. And that's exactly what He did. A child was born whose kingdom authority surpassed the realm of earthly principalities. And this child was born to be a savior.
To us a child is born, to us a son is given. He has come, Emmanuel. Here on earth with us to dwell, mighty God. Savior, born to be a king.
what kind of king leaves riches for poverty, splendor for humility, and unspeakable joy for earthly sorrow. Though the very best we could offer was still unworthy of him, he came. While the little town of Bethlehem slept, unaware that the wonder of wonders had appeared right before their slumbering eyes, the skies just outside the city of David exploded with a startling announcement. True to his word, God had kept his promise of a Savior, a deliverer. A multitude of heavenly hosts proclaimed the glory of God, and earth would never be the same.
Angels, we have heard.
Excelsis Deo.
rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day.
God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
He was majesty in a manger, a savior in swaddling clothes, son of man and son of God. Heralded by angels and worshiped by shepherds, God's promised gift to us to be cherished, honored, adored.
Thank you.
Soon the Bethlehem star would fade and the song of the angels would fall silent. The joy we experience even now will recede, and the wonder of this season will be but a distant memory. But the divine assurance, the promise of Emmanuel, God with us, this is the blessing of Christmas. Yes, the prophecies have been spoken, and they echo even now. Our longing is over, for the mystery has been revealed. What God has spoken, He has done. What He has promised, He has performed. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. The blessing of Christmas is found in a promise, the promise of God with us, not just for today, but forevermore, a promise given, a promise kept.
Yeah. promises.
Jesus.